At the December 20th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, when the agenda item came up to discuss Commissioner John Rubinsky's proposal to fund a county-paid EMS service by cutting back on some of the money other organizations receive from the hotel occupancy tax, often referred to as a hotel motel tax, the commissioners needed to adjourn the meeting in their office and reconvene it a few minutes later in the courtroom to accommodate the approximately 50 citizens who passionately represented both sides of this issue showed up. Commissioner John Rubinsky made opening remarks.
Well, to begin with, a lot of things going around and being said to the wrong people, and they've been targeted. And I want to let you know that if anybody has any disapproval or approval or mad at anybody, mad at me. That's not true. Some of the people that have been targeted. They've been falsely blamed and accused, and put it this way, I'm standing right here for anybody that's doing that.
Rubinsky explained that the purpose of this discussion is because of the EMS services crisis the county is facing. He said that for many years, volunteer EMS providers have served the people of the county and saved the county lots of money, but there are now very few people willing to undergo the very lengthy and difficult training and schooling necessary to be qualified to provide emergency medical services on the ambulances. He said that many current EMS volunteers are concerned that there is not enough new volunteers joining up to ensure that an ambulance will always be available 24 hours a day if someone calls 911 needing emergency medical help. Rubinsky said that with so few qualified EMS volunteers left in the county, those that are, like himself, give up just about everything else in their lives, such as vacations, shopping, or just doing something personally enjoyable, lest someone not receive a timely medical response when they are suffering an emergency medical crisis. Rubinsky said that state code requires that county commissions ensure that there is a full ambulance coverage in their counties. To ensure that service continues, he is making a proposal to divert $170,000 from the discretionary portion of the hotel motel tax revenues to hire paid EMS professionals to staff the day shifts at the volunteer departments in the northern part of the county. Rubinsky said the program would, as quickly as possible, be expanded to cover the day shifts in the rest of the county as well. And this will free up the current volunteers to cover the evening and night shifts. This plan, Rubinsky said, if approved by the commissioners at a future meeting, will only be a temporary solution to prevent an imminent life-threatening crisis, but ultimately a future permanent funding solution will be necessary. The EMS people in the audience supported the proposal, while people from some of the other organizations objected, feeling that there should be a better way to assure EMS coverage than by hurting valuable community organizations. Some people suggested that since the EMS organizations bill a patient's medical insurance for provided ambulance service, that should be sufficient to fund EMS. Rubinsky and others responded to this, saying that insurance companies usually only pay a very small portion of an ambulance bill, plus many people needing ambulance services do not have medical insurance. Sam Gibson also objected to the proposal, saying it involves just taking money from one group and giving it to another, and the county should have seen this crisis coming years ago and fixed it by now. Many others expressed similar problems and objections to this proposed plan. Be sure to listen to part two of this meeting story, where we will provide additional details on the proposed modifications to this distribution of the hotel motel tax funds, and we'll also let you know what else happened at this commission meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.